It is a Celtics Wednesday. We will talk Celtics with Mego coming up in an hour and a half at 9. Text during the break, which is too long. Text chain, several text messages during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, which is too long to read all of, but essentially suggesting that the New England Patriots are going to ruin Drake May by starting him Sunday. How would we ruin him? He or she goes into the fact that there's no possible way that he would be able to get through concussion protocol this week, and that you got a guy who clearly shows an awful lot of promise, and you're going to throw him out there behind the line, and he's going to somehow turn into Tua.
He's not playing this weekend.
I don't think he's going to.
Zero chance.
I mean, there's five.
I disagree. I think there's a strong chance he plays.
How many players that have gotten a concussion have played the next week that didn't play on Thursday?
When did they say he had a concussion? They said he was in protocol. Nobody ever confirmed that he had a concussion.
Okay. I'm just going to say he's not playing Sunday.
He wanted to come back in the second half of that game. He's going to play on Sunday.
Right. I once had a concussion. I thought I was Batman.
Did Malik Nabers get a concussion? Did he sit out the next week, or did he play?
Yeah, he got rocked on that play, though. Like, he had to come out of the game.
I'm talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen had a concussion in the game, went through protocol the next day, and still played the following
Sunday. It was a Thursday night game. It wasn't 1 week. It was an extra break.
Yeah, Josh Allen, he stayed in that game and played.
Yes.
I mean, there's five stages of recovery that you have to go through. Am I correct about that?
For the concussion protocol?
I have no clue what it is.
I think there's 12 steps.
You have to start with light conditioning, and if you can get through that without an issue, then you have to go to mental gymnastics, and if you can, you have to be able to sing the new alphabet song, and if you can do that, then
you have to do it backwards.
Greg, did we ever talk about that, the new alphabet song, which is just atrocious?
Yeah.
We talked about it, I think, for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the LMNOP part, right?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is just off.
I have it if you want to hear it.
The guy, I got an email that was 2 pages, single spaced, about how I was ruining America.
Why? Because you were not in favor of the new
alphabet? Right, that I wasn't understanding how essential it was. When my sole point was, we all learned to read. We had the old song. We're doing okay. Not everything needs to be changed.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Oh, no thanks.
No.
What's
no,
wrong? Thanks. That's the new song?
Yeah. Yeah. Wrong pass.
No, right. Thank you.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as easily, you know?
However you can get the kids to learn the alphabet.
What about kids who can't clap? That's not very nice for them. Yeah.
That don't have the rhythm?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. I mean, in the Twitch chat, somebody on Team Shime who says there are a lot of players who start the week after it.
Yeah,
constantly.
Yeah. Like quarterbacks.
I mean, I don't know. We have to stop thinking. But I think if he's, like, dealing with no symptoms, like, if he's had no symptoms, after the game, Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, he was probably working out. Wednesday, let's see where he is in that.
Today, see where he is. Yeah. And then,
but he says we get the status report on him today.
The fifth stage is that you have to actually live. You have to be live. You actually have to be in contact. So. I don't know.
But the problem is when do you really, you know, you're not really going to contact the quarterback.
I'm with Shime, too. The way in which that they've talked about it, it hasn't said, like, he's suffering from a concussion. Everything's just been he's in protocol.
That's it.
And it's been pretty quiet on the front of him. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him on Sunday.
Yeah. Shime, is this correct? 508 text, Brock Purdy was cleared in a week, played after?
I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked. I trust the text line. That's fine.
If he doesn't have a concussion, he'll play.
Yeah.
If he has a concussion, he won't
but
play.
But are you back to that original argument, which is that you're going to put your, you know, number 3 overall pick in jeopardy by
playing him when you don't need to play him? Like, the season is done. Like, what do you, you know?
Well, then sit him for the year.
You have 2 wins.
Right, and, like, sit him for the year. If that's your way of thinking, then don't, whether he's able to sit out this week and is good to go the following week, then don't even play him. If you're concerned about injury, then sit him for the year. But if you want him to get the reps and you want him to get better and you want him to be able to go out there every single week and see to develop by actually playing, then let the kid play. And if he gets hurt, that's just the nature of the beast. All you can do is knock on wood and it's not something crazy. You know, and it's no need to sit him on the bench. He got hurt on a play where he gave himself up early, where he was using his athletic ability, and he slid. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was in the pocket and got absolutely smoked because one of the linemen got blown by. He did a good job of trying to get down early. It was one of those plays that he just got hit the wrong way, and guess what? I bet he slides or he gets hit like that all the time, and maybe sometimes he doesn't get his bell rung.
Yep.
Just got.
Well, yeah, he's not the one that pulled him out of the game. Like, it was the independent spotter that pulled him out. After that play, he threw him a couple passes.
Wasn't it Jacoby Brissett?
He was talking to Jacoby Brissett.
Who first alerted them?
His pupils are dilating.
Right.
I think he's seeing stars.
Brissett's like, hey, just a heads up. I feel like maybe Drake might be concussed.
So right.
I should probably go into the game at this point.
It's Kobe over there snitching on his teammates, trying
basically.
To
he wants to get back in the game.
Oh, I respect that if that happened.
Drake, awesome. How you feeling? I'm a little woozy, but I'm all right. Hey, Gerard, you might want to check on Drake real quick. Him. You might want to sit him.
Kid can't do the alphabet song.
Yes. If he's ready to go, play him. I mean, we're at this point now. We all want to see him develop, and it looks like he's developing in a way that we're all happy. So
it gives you a better chance of winning football games.
Right.
And so, you know, and again, this week, I guess maybe your Jacoby Brissett is enough to win this football game this week. So,
well, if you're a fan, what do you want? We had this conversation. Do you want them to win football games?
You don't want them to win another football game.
I
respect that.
I would like for them.
You want them to be in games but not win games.
Right, and Drake may play well.
Yeah.
So so our draft status will be top three, one or two, if possible, right? And that just gives us so many opportunities. If we got the number one overall pick, we could do so much stuff with that, whether it's trading back, whether it's maybe getting the player that you want. There's so many different things. But if you're able to put together 5-6 wins, now it's just going to lower your draft status, and you have to do a little bit more to get cute with your draft.
But all the people saying that there's no point, the team isn't good, we're not going anywhere this season, so you should just sit him. Well, I think that you need to look at the benefits of Drake May getting more games underneath his belt going mm-hmm. into next season. Like, sitting him for the rest of the season, going out the way in which he did, there's got to be some downside to that as well.
Yeah, we all wanted to see him play. I don't think anybody thinks it's a good idea to, if he's healthy, not play him.
I'm seeing a lot of people on the Twitch saying that.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have him play the rest of the season.
When you're doing a risk-reward thing, they're saying this particular week, there's no reward that is gained from him playing one additional football.
Okay, so you're saying this week, but Courtney, you're saying sit him for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
I'm talking about...
It just popped up again, Splinter 1978. Coco, there is no benefit at this point to play him.
For the rest of the entire season?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I kind of agree with that.
Like, you really?
If he does have a concussion, can we stipulate that? If
yeah,
he doesn't
say
have
he
a
does,
concussion,
yeah.
then play him. Then what's the upside? Let's say he gets another concussion.
Yeah.
In the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
In a season that is, we all agree, meaningless in terms of the record.
All right.
Then why are you stacking up these hits on a guy when we all believe? I'm not a doctor. I've never professed to be one. But the closer proximity the concussions have to one another, the more likely the damage is long term.
Also, Jacoby Brissett just told Gerard Mayo that he thinks he has COVID. So that maybe Drake shouldn't play this week because of the COVID.
Ken just called Stacy. He said, we're not interviewing Drake on Monday.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
I
got no issues if you want to sit him this week. But if he's healthy, so Curtis, you sit him this week and he's healthy to go next week. Are you playing him or are you still on board with sitting him the whole season?
If the doctors say there's no way that a secondary concussion will be worse today than it would be next year, I play him.
508 text Curtis. To take a quote from the great Bill Belichick, football players play football.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because what's the difference?
Well, Malcolm Butler didn't play. Explain that, Bill.
I knew Curtis would have something to come back with.
So I get if you give him a week's rest where, like, all right, he's not ready to go this week, but then he passes all the things next week. So you just put him in. He's still at risk. Like, every time you step on the football field, you're at risk to get a concussion.
Yeah. Every single time.
Every single time.
But a concussion on top of a concussion in a shorter period of time has been proven to be a real issue.
But if he doesn't even have a concussion, then this whole point is moot. Moot. Moot is the right word.
Shout out LB. He used to say the point is mute, just like you did.
Oh, great drop.
Google
that drop. That drop will never come up again for Shime.
Well, I immediately corrected myself. I didn't need other people to correct me.
Yeah. Okay.
Let Courtney have that.
Yeah. Come on. You should. All right. Well, I will find out.
Everybody, you get a concussion every time you step on the football field.
Guys, you have to remember, too, that this is a team that reports where they were pissed that they were holding out Drake May because they were worried about him getting hurt. And all of these guys are saying, I'm putting my body on the field every single week. You don't care about me, but you care about him. That was a whole reason why there might be a mutiny, quote unquote, in the locker room. So if you're saying...
It's actually a mutiny, according to Shire.
So if you're saying that if he's okay to go, but they're going to hold him out, like people are saying there's no point in playing him, the guys are going to get mad again.
Yeah, but I don't...
People are like, is this a serious discussion? What a loser mentality. Curtis, you're ridiculous. Don't play him. That's so stupid. Like, that's what the text line is saying.
It's
like,
very hurtful.
Well, the whole, like, getting...
I don't even know you.
Like, you know, a concussion close to another concussion. Every time you step on the field, right, won't the experts, and I'm making air quotes, tell you that you're giving yourself a concussion all the time? So you're always going to have maybe symptoms, or if you feel fine and you step on the field and you're ready to go, you play. If he can play this week, you play him. That's what he's there for. He's there to get more experience. He's there to build off what he's already done. Whether you win football games, in my opinion, does not matter to me. As long as he plays well, that's what I care about.
Got to get him on some of that Fountain of Youth stat.
Mm. Yeah, get him some booty sweat juice. Maybe that'll help with his concussions.
All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we will get to Courtney and today's news.